I'm in number five, a bar called Number Five in Derby. We're on a table, sat around a table, with a big number five on it as well. I think there's a theme forming. The barman who is at the bar right now has a... Well, I won't tell you what the locals say that he's potentially involved in. Friendliness, mainly. And I have sat next to me with a glass of wine, a number of people, but initially I wanted to talk to Hannah Fox on Twitter. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much.
That was a long and dawdling intro, wasn't it?
It was very accurate, although I think the fact that we're on a table that's got a number five in it and there are only four of us means that it's a slight problem there with our planning.
Things are definitely not shaping up all right as it is, although I've had an absolutely lovely meal and a lovely day today talking to you guys. Explain who you are, where you are and what you do.
Well, we're living Derby, and we are based in Derby, surprisingly enough, via the clues in the title. And what we're doing is looking at archiving a city in change using creative and social methods and methodology and linking into archives and artefacts. So today it's been about finding out how we can use social media to help us along that journey.
And my head is hurting for first time in a long time that's not obviously alcohol induced. And it's very rare that... I mean, you've really, really almost like squeezed everything I know other than the weird stuff about metal detecting we never talked about and archaeology, which I did do a brief course on. But everything technologically has been rinsed from my body. Is that how you normally work?
Pretty much it is how we work. Try and get the most for as little as we possibly can, either in time or money, because we've got limited resources. But also we ask a lot of people, but... There's a two-way relationship, definitely.
Definitely. Have you got your money's worth?
Oh, we have.
Excellent. Sure. Good. That's if there's any potential clients out there listening to this, they got their money's worth. What's fascinating, though, in a world of creating and making and disseminating media, you are sat on a gold mine of artifacts. Some, just half of the stuff you have been telling me about, and that's probably just the tip of the iceberg, has got me, give me goosebumps, because get some of this stuff online and people can't help but be fascinated in some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of the reason for asking you to come and help us with that was to do it in a most effective way that we possibly can, so that we're not wasting time or resources, because they're so limited, to reach audiences in new and interesting ways. And it's been really good from that point of view. I think that aim, I think we feel like we're on the journey now. Good journey.
It was interesting being in a room without a projector but with a flipboard. You guys are very visual and hands-on, pictures being drawn. And what's that thing you nearly drew but didn't because I was scared?
It was a matrix, and it was on our Cats Protection League flipboard. But yeah.
As you do. I'm lost.
It was a £5 and is our proudest purchase and most useful one.
Brilliant. Yeah. And it's still going. Slight difference to the flipboard you normally have in your hands.
Yes, which is my beloved iPad flipboard, because I am a bit of a geeky nerd, and I think that what today's kind of shown me is that there's still a long way from my geeky nerdiness to go.
Before it gets really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm honing the embarrassing state of being a geek. I don't even call myself a nerd yet, because I think nerd's still derogatory. Geek, embrace the geek in you. It's still okay.
Yeah, I think that's why I call myself a geeky nerd, because it crosses both camps.
quick hello and who you are.
Hello, I'm Lindsay Pilkington, and I also work for Living Derby.
Excellent. You look all excited when you were saying that. And who are you who gatecrashed the party at the last minute?
Yeah, I'm coming for a free glass of wine at the last minute to come talk to you and pick your brains even more. I'm Caroline, and I work for the Mighty Creatives. I'm Caroline Bart. And I work for...
Even I've heard of the Mighty Creatives.
Fantastic. Our name goes before us. Yeah, I've come along to pick your brains a little bit more. And see.
But you're Mighty Creatives. You don't need to pick any brains.
Oh, we do. When it comes to geekery, we need all the help we can get.
Right, looks like I better turn this off and start thinking again. I might need more wine. Thank you very much.